This is Eric.
This is Mongo.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing, brother. You know, you are literally my last call of the day, Mr. Eric. And
oh, shit.
I go home.
There you go. Okay, let me get a card for you. And this is the same one you can charge on the monthly.
That's correct. Yeah, hold on. Let me just pull up the account. Bear with me one second here. 5214. Let me make sure I have that right. 5214. I'm assuming you got my email. You know what? I had sent you some other text messages later in the day because I was working with another client. And then I realized, because I still had your screen open to remind me to call you, that I had sent them to you. And I'm telling the customer, did you get my messages? They're like, no, I'm not getting them. And I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at my phone, and I'm just like, what in the world? And then I'm like, oh, my God, I just sent some messages to Eric.
I didn't even get a chance to open them. Like I said, I just got off, so I didn't even get a chance to open them. But I'll just delete them.
Yeah, disregard them. Okay, bear with me. Your name with a C or a K?
It's C.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right. What's your last name, brother?
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Okay, and what's a good email address that you have access to?
It's the ED one that I gave you earlier.
Oh, okay. All right. ED. EDAC. EDAC.
Yep.
1214@gmail.com. All right, and the number we're listing on Google, 425-328-5214. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Stand by here. 1 second. Uh-oh. All right. And what address do you have the business registered out of?
The business is registered out of 8700.
Okay.
67th Avenue Northeast. Apartment C204, Marysville, Washington, 98270.
Okay, perfect. That came up for me right away. Okay. Boom, boom. Bear with me here 1 second. Where do you work at, Eric, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a maintenance supervisor at a company called Williams Investments here in Everett. Well, they're out of Everett. I'm here in Marysville for them.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, then, you know, if your business, you know, once it takes off, is that what you want to do full-time, I'm assuming?
No, I'm going to keep my job, but then I'm going to hire another guy to start working with my son.
Oh,
actually,
I'll hire my
oldest, my 18-year-old, to work with my 17-year-old.
Gotcha, okay.
And then once my 15-year-old turns 16, he'll start working with him, too.
Awesome, okay. All right, let's see here. All right, and the services that you offer, so you name the services. You were naming some earlier.
Okay, so it's roof cleaning.
Okay, 1 second. Roof cleaning. Go ahead.
Pressure washing.
Pressure washing, okay.
We clean siding and concrete. Decks and patios.
Cleaning siding. Patios. What else did you say? You said sidewalks?
Concrete and then siding for, you know, the siding on houses.
Yeah. Siding. Okay. Go ahead. Anything else?
Nope. That's usually it. Gutter cleaning. Yep. Gutter cleaning.
Okay.
My bad. Sorry. Yep.
You're good. Bear with me 1 second here. Are you currently with any other SEO company or working with anyone else at the time?
No.
No. You fired everyone. Okay. I'm kidding. Okay. All right. Perfect. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Okay. You're going to talk tomorrow from our IT guys. Those are the guys that are going to collect all the information to make the website. Well, you already have a website. Wait. No, you don't.
See? No.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Again, I have like three screens open here. God. I got to, you know, do something about that. I'm always doing the same thing, and people are like, what? My name's not Michael?
Well, man, come on. I got three screens. One of you is Michael.
Right. So then I go to the next one is Oscar, and I've done it before. They're like, no? Okay, so you're Edward. Yes, I'm Edward. I was like,
knew I'd get it right. I had one out of three.
Right. It's horrible when you get the last one, you know. They're like, dude, come on, get it together. Okay. All right. What time tomorrow do you have about 20, 30 minutes to spare, Eric?
Like I said, noon is my best time.
Noon. Okay. So exactly 12 o'clock.
Well, 12 or 12:15.
Okay. Hold on. Let me look at our calendar here. All right, a bit of bad news. I don't have a 12 o'clock. I only have an 11 and a 1.
Okay, yeah, I can take lunch a little later. Let's do 1.
1 p.m. Okay, thank you very much. That helps. Okay. And are you licensed and insured, brother? I don't remember if I asked you.
Bonded, licensed, and insured.
Okay, perfect. And you don't have a Facebook account either yet, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. There we go. There we go. And how far are you willing to travel for new customers?
Probably, let's say, 45 minutes, go an hour.
Miles. Okay, let's do 50
yeah.
miles.
Go 50 miles, yeah, that'd be fine, perfect.
And then what hours of operations did you wanted to say that you are open from and taking phone calls?
8 to 5.
Okay, is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday. Or go 7 days.
Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're the boss.
Well, I got the weekends off for my main company that I work for here, so I can go out and do bids on the weekends for people, and that's probably going to be the best time.
Awesome. Monday through Sunday, what time did you say?
8 to 5.
8 a.m., 5 p.m. Okay. Make sure I have everything good here. Okay. Perfect there. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to need a security question to secure the account. Eric, this is in the event that you call us or we call you. You have one of these to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Cash.
Okay.
C-A-S-H. Cash.
Okay, what is that going to be?
That's my dog.
Okay.
My dog.
You know, I asked that because I did a big error one time. They gave me a name, and I just assumed it was a pet's name, and it turned out to be their mother's maiden name, and that didn't sit very well.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Nope, Mr. Cash.
That's why I asked. Just to protect my butt. Okay.
I understand that.
Yeah. Your pet's first name, okay. And is it going to be Mr. Cash or just Cash?
Just Cash.
Okay. Sounds like a small dog. Is that a small dog?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a big
It's a red-nosed pit bull.
Oh. A red-nosed
pit bull. He's a year old and 65 pounds.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I have a Maltese here at home. He probably...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, your dog will probably just have a snack with my dog, so... All right, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. So 1 second, I'm almost done here, brother. Just gotta fill in some notes here, and then I'll get you off the phone here in about 5 minutes. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, I just got to read our disclosure to you, brother, and then we will wrap it up here, and we will set this up for tomorrow, 1 p.m. Before processing the payment, Mr. Murphy, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. Should there be any questions or concerns on your part, please ask me to repeat or rephrase anything if you don't understand something, and I'll be more than happy to do so.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call, again, is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement that you'll receive with Local Splash, and, of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that the accuracy of the order is correct, can you please state the name of the company?
All Gone Moss Removal.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Eric Murphy, Lead Foreman.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of All Gone Moss Removal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, be advised if you do get calls from third party that is not Local Splash, this is why we provided that security question, okay, which is cash.
Yep.
Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, those will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. That's the same number you already have, Eric.
Yes.
Where the messages come from. Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. We ask if you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term you're with us. Basically saying if you have to hire another company to let us know, you know, but that usually happens when there's multiple locations, right, that they need a...
But we're not.
Okay, perfect. Your payment for the initial term will be charged today, September 9th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. The secondary payment, when completed, will automatically renew October 9th for $249. That's going to be your flat rate, $249 a month. Keep in mind, this is not a contract, Mr. Murphy. You do hold the right to stop or cancel this agreement at any time if you're not satisfied with our service. Okay. The way that you do that is by calling that 877-635-6225 number and speaking to a live agent. To prevent charges from the next month's service, we ask that at any point if you do want to cancel, just give us a 3-day heads up notice. So, you know, you're due on the 9th of the month, just give us a call 3 days prior to that. And then lastly, do you agree to our terms and conditions that you can cancel or renew this service at any time as you wish?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Stand by here for 1 second. Oh, okay. Bear with 1 second here. The payment did not go through. It says the billing address I have is incorrect. The 8767 ad is not attached to the billing account?
Do I have a card on file?
Oh, Jesus. It's been a long day. You know what I just did, right? I tried to process payment. Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's time for
yeah,
me to go.
Yeah, it's time to go home.
Yeah, it's time for me to go lay down my head, brother. I literally just realized when you said that, I was like, why is he saying that? And right where the credit card information goes is blank, and I was like, Jesus. Oh my goodness. Whenever you're ready, brother. Help me get out of here, please.
I will. It's 5156.
Okay.
7678.
Okay.
3814.
Okay.
0551.
Perfect. Expiration?
9/28.
9/2028. Okay. And then the security code, which would be the last three behind the card.
439.
439. Okay.
And the name on the card is Eric D. Murphy.
Okay. Eric D. Murphy. Okay. I got to tell you, all the times I've been here, I kid you not, I've never done that. I mean, I've done other silly things. I've done, you know, a few silly things, but that one is the first.
That was a new one?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Trying to run payment without a credit card? I mean, who are we billing, right? I mean, you know.
It happens, what? Brother. You're tired.
Yeah. You know what? Luckily, I closed other accounts out, you know. The worst thing I could have done, and that would have been really funny, you know, and a memorable thing, is charge somebody else and tell you you're good to go. You're like,
yeah, right?
thanks, Mario.
Right? Thank you. Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Oh, shit.
I'll tell you something. I would have definitely been in my director's office tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he'd have been like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, Mario, was that your friend, Eric? I was like, no. I mean, he's just a client. So why in the world are you charging other clients for his account? And he's like, oh,
yeah. So everything clear?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I just processed it now. Okay. Yeah, seems like it's going to go through.
Okay,
I'll tell
perfect.
You right now. You're going to get some emails, Eric. You're going to get emails welcoming you to the company. Of course, you know, welcome to the company. Welcome to Local Splash. There's one particular email that I need you to do something for me when you get a chance. You don't have to do it now, as long as you do it tomorrow. Well, anytime today or before 1 p.m. There's an email that says this is your initial invoice. On that email, you're going to have a little blue link that says click here to complete your terms. Once you click on that little blue link, it's going to open up something on the top. It's going to say Terms of Experience. You're going to scroll down. At the bottom, you're going to see your phone number, 425-328-5214. And then right underneath your phone number is going to be two blank boxes. The first box you have to click on, it says that you give us permission to call or text you whenever it's necessary. And the secondary box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that your flat rate is $249 and that this is not a contract, and of course that you preserve the right to terminate this service if you're not satisfied. Okay. Underneath, when you click the second box, it's going to have your name. It's going to say Eric Murphy. Okay. And then there's going to be another box, like in an orange color, right underneath your name. You have to type in your name just as it appears, Eric Murphy, and then you hit confirm. What that does, it's going to give you access to your dashboard. Okay, what's a dashboard? It's a tracking system that you're going to be able to see the progress, right? How many people are logging into the site, how many calls you're getting from being on Google. You're going to be able to see all the back-end things that we look at, okay? And that particular email, once you click those boxes and type in your name, goes directly to our operations team. So they'll be able to look at okay, he signed the terms and conditions. Because when they call you tomorrow, that's one of the first things that they'll ask. Hey, Mr. Murphy, did you get a chance to fill out the, they call them TNC, the terms and conditions. If you don't get to it and you don't happen to sign it, Eric, or put your name on there, don't worry about it. Let them know tomorrow, and they'll walk you right through it. But it's very simple, you know, and it's very self-explanatory. It's just saying, hey, you guys can call me. Hey, yes, I accept the terms and conditions. This is not a contract, and you can cancel the service at any time. And also, for your peace of mind, keep in mind that these calls are always monitored and recorded, you know, because we are working strictly under Google guidelines. Okay.
Okay. So I've got one here. Mm-hmm. It says I agree to receive SMS messages.
Yeah. There you go. Click on that box and then click that one, and then there's one right underneath it. For the PNC.
Then I did the signature, and I said, it says confirm signature, and I'm trying to press that, and it's not going any further.
Okay. Are you spelling your name exactly how it appears? E-R-I-C space M-U-R-P-H-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not letting you click on the button right underneath it? The confirm signature?
I'm pushing it, but is it supposed to go any further?
Yeah, it's supposed to take you to, it's supposed to ask you for your password credentials right after you hit confirm.
It's not doing that. Hold on. Let me do it. No. Still not. E-R-I-C dash M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Yeah, you see your name, how it's spelled right up there? Okay, so you're not, it's not letting you do it?
Hold on, let me see. Spelled. Oh, Eric D. Okay, that's why. We got a D in there. Hold on. Eric D. Okay. D Murphy. Oh, there we go. Now, what's my username?
Tomorrow, brother.
What's that?
You're going to get that from the AP guys tomorrow.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Now, let me just make sure. Let me make sure I went through here. All right, give me 1 second. You did it correctly. I just seen it on my end. Well, Mr. Murphy, let me be the first one to welcome you on board here at Local Splash. We look forward in the relationship between All Gone Moss Removal and us to be a long-term one. I know you had, too many great experiences. Hopefully we can turn that around for you and, you know, definitely show you that, you know, being on Google is definitely the way to go. I appreciate you giving us that opportunity. I mean, we would love to work with you. Do me a favor. Please make sure you do not miss that phone call at 1 p.m. tomorrow. If you do, I mean, not a huge deal, but all that it does, it just sets things back a little bit.
And we don't want to do that.
Right. So, Eric, thanks for everything, brother. You have yourself a great day. I know I got to get some rest for sure. you almost had a free month of service there. Didn't work out quite well there, but I have a good one to tell the guys at work tomorrow. I think they're going to like,
they'll laugh out of that.
Yeah, for sure. I was complaining to the customer why his address was wrong. And it was funny when you said, well, you got a card on file already? Jesus Christ. Anyhow, Mr. Murphy, we'll talk to you at 1 o'clock, man. You have a good one, sir.
You too, brother. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.